Pazow. Okay, it's recording now.
Hello, the Denim and Pearls.
Why do we always start off that way? It's like, you know, it's recording. It's playing.
I don't pay attention.
It's going live.
Okay. Well, we are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
Ooh, from the porch.
Ooh, from the porch. But
hi,
you're
my name is Dr. Michelle Maraz.
And I'm Brian Swanson. It is going to be a strange little podcast today.
Strange. I got the music in me.
Sometimes, you know, and we haven't done one of these in a long time. You realize that, right?
What?
Well, normally we talk about life and we talk about the good things and the bad things and business and we talk about all those things. Today,
we wanted you to just join our conversation.
Join our conversation on music. Because I was like totally freaked out yesterday when we were having basically the beginning of this conversation.
What was the beginning of our conversation?
Well, I'm actually putting together a thing for not karaoke, but for music bingo. And so I'm going through old tracks. So like the category, if we play music bingo, it will be 1980s. So I was going through all these tracks, trying to get them organized in order to do that. And you walked in for whatever reason it was, but you walked in and I was asking you about these old country singers.
And I not, no clue.
Yeah. Merle Haggard, Mickey Gilley, all those things that I grew up on in the 80s. I mean, I really didn't hit any Loretta Lynn or anything. I didn't hit anything familiar. And I was showing her all these songs and I was playing. I was like, you've got to know this song. You got to know who Mickey Gilley is. You got to know who Gilley's Bar was.
Well, and then you brought up someone. I know his face. And in the face, I went, Hee Haw.
Yeah, it was
Remember
Buck Owens.
Show? Yeah, Buck Owens from Hee Haw. Went, I know him. I know that music.
So we retrograded from the 80s back into the 70s. And all those things. And explain to our audience here why you were kind of unaware of the 80s. You were aware of the 70s because it took 10 years to what?
Get to the Philippines. I grew up in the Philippines. So all the things that you were watching in the 70s, I was watching in the 80s.
Which is disturbing, actually.
But that's what we started talking. And when we got to Hee Haw, we started watching through the old Hee Haw episodes. And I recognized the country singers he was telling me about because they had all been on Hee Haw. But I didn't know their names. I knew their faces.
Yeah. And I grew up on Hee Haw, of course. Of course, being a music lover, you have a tendency to remember certain things. And I was actually impressed by myself because I was remembering, you know, the Buck Owens, the Glenn Campbells, Jerry Reed, that was another big one. You know, I'm remembering all these things just from their faces. It was like somebody put up the president's faces and I had to name them all. But these were the artists, you know, and I probably couldn't name all of the,
well, and I was
the
like,
presidents.
I was like, oh, Glenn Campbell had a TV show. And he is, no, he didn't. I said, I used to watch the Glenn Campbell show. I know Glenn Campbell. So we started going through the Glenn Campbell. And then we found out Glenn Campbell was also on Hee Haw. And then we got into the...
Where, oh, where are you tonight?
Why did you leave me here all alone?
I searched the world over and thought I found true love.
You met another and you were gone. So we were doing that all day yesterday and all yesterday night when we went out to karaoke. We really need to do that live one day. That such a simple, small skit has affected us.
Millions, honestly. Millions of people.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was never the same skit because they every time they had a guest star on the show,
they got to do
that little skit. And the crazy part is one of the crazy parts is we remember that. We remember the words to this song. And if you didn't know it, there was actually other words to the song, but they were never the same every week.
Well, because who's the main guy who always sang it? He's the one who did Rinder Seller. The backwards Cinderella.
Oh, Rinder, yeah. Rinder was
drop,
it Buck?
Dropped her dipper. Flopped her dipper. Slipped her dripper.
Slipped your dripper.
Yeah. And so, got to look it up. Slipped her dripper. Rinder Seller is what it was.
Yeah, Cinderella with the letters moved around
everything
a little
is flipped.
Bit.
Everything's flipped.
Rinder Seller.
And he tells the entire story of Cinderella with words flipped, the first letter of each other word flipped, and it was hilarious.
And you said you knew somebody who memorized it.
My friend Les Steubing. I was in Toastmasters with him. He and I used to always run around and speak at high schools and, you know, things like that about storytelling. And one day he's like, well, you know about Rindersiller, don't you? And I said, what are you talking about, Mr. Cowboy? Because he's from Texas, and he has Rindersiller, and he just starts going off, and he's flipping everything. I'm like, you are a genius. And he goes, I didn't do this.
Yeah.
He goes, when I was young, I had a record, and it was of this man.
Right.
And he would play it until he memorized it. How many songs have you memorized because you kept playing it over and over?
Over and over and over and over again.
Well, he memorized Rindersiller, and he can say it faster.
Well, it's like you doing Rapper's Delight.
Yes.
I mean, I never could understand the words, and here you got all the words down to a T today.
And I can speed them up.
Or slow them, yeah.
Or slow them down. But so we're talking about music, just general music today, because we both love music. And for those of you who watch our show, and I'm a little wiggly today, but if you watch our show, well, you are right now, we do everything with music. And yep. So we were like, oh my gosh, we need to just talk more about music, because these are the kind of conversations he and I have. We'll sit for hours in front of a computer going through songs. Oh, what about this song? Yep. Oh, about this song? So like today, our title is I Got the Music in Me. I was singing the 70s.
The Kiki D.
Yeah, Kiki D. And I'm like,
the disco era.
I get up, I get down. When something gets in my way, I go around it. I got the music in me. And he goes, that's not who I have in my head.
The song in my head, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you have in your head? So he starts digging and he finds...
New Rascals, I think it was called, was the name of the title of the band. But it's The Music in You. And that's not even the title of the song. It's just a line in the song.
Yeah.
And it was from like 2009.
But it has the same rhythm.
Yeah.
And so we were laughing
without
about
the disco.
Yeah, we were laughing about it because it's like, holy smokes, we both thought, oh yeah, I know that song. And we had completely different songs in our head. And so I'm thinking, how many other times do we do that in our lives where you say, oh yeah, I got that, I understand. And one person's thinking of something completely different and you're thinking of something else.
Okay, so I'm going to take it to the serious side for just a second here.
Well, I'm going there too.
Because with what you just said, that is a big lesson in listening.
Yes.
Which is a hard skill if you're not a listener. If you're a talker like myself, it's crazy to be patient and listen, because people will say certain things, but then if you don't follow up or listen to the rest of their follow up, you've got the total opposite idea, and you can screw up contracts and you can screw up misunderstandings between spouses, because spouses won't say the entire thing that they're thinking because they think you already know what you're thinking.
Well, like when I say, I'm cold. And my thought in my head is, I'm cold. I really wish you would just turn up the heat, right? My husband hears, I'm cold.
That's nice. You need a blanket?
He doesn't even say that. He goes, oh.
Well, that's what I've always been taught is lady speak. You say you're cold doesn't mean that I'm supposed to get up and shut the window. That just means you're cold.
It's just a statement.
If you want me to get up and close the window, just ask. It's not a big deal.
Anyway, so music. How has music played in your life? I mean, we got on this hee-haw thing, and then I remembered the guy with the banjo, and I'm like, oh, dueling banjos, and Brian puts on dueling banjos. I'm like, I remember dueling banjos was, I remember, who's the guy? Glenn Campbell. I remember in my mind dueling banjos from a horrible movie I never want to see again, and Glenn Campbell playing guitar doing and then the other guy would answer him with a banjo. So Glenn was on a guitar and the banjo was a banjo, and the dueling banjos, that was the joke in my head. It was never dueling banjos, it was a dueling guitar versus a banjo.
Right, but if you take it back to the hee-haw days,
it was two banjos.
It was literally two banjos. And that's only a small part of it. We don't even remember all the intro to it. So if you ever want to know what she's talking about, look it up. Roy Clark, dueling banjos, and then also Glenn Campbell playing guitar.
Glenn Campbell was such a
But they were friends. They were big friends.
Oh, yeah. But, and that's what the other thing about hee-haw is that I'm all the way in the Philippines, not knowing anything about America, watching Hee Haw. And that's how I learned country, was from Hee Haw. And I remember them, they all got along so well. And I would hear things about racism and things like that in America, but then I would watch Hee Haw and what was his name? They had women and black entertainers that would
Charlie Pride.
And then
Charlie Rich was the other one. I always confuse the two.
Even they would one's come white in and they would sing too. And I remember thinking, I don't understand this racism thing that people are saying, because here it is, as country can be.
If you look, if you actually go back and you look at a lot of those shows, not just Hee Haw, but any of those variety shows, if you will,
they were all mixed up.
It was all mixed up. And we really didn't see a big change until, what was it? It was the comedy show like Laugh-In, but it was all
In Living Color.
Yes. I mean, but that was really and truly the switch over just the blended,
but they had
what we call nowadays diverse.
They had Jim Carrey and they had the two ladies.
Right.
Yeah, it was amazing. If you have not checked out In Living Color, that's where Jim Carrey got his start.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Why?
I was too young.
Oh.
I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock and I think it came on at like 9 or something. It was in 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock prime time. But mom and dad said, nope. I was restricted from watching any such thing because of, I presume it was in those days, I presumed it was because of language.
Oh, and they didn't have language in that.
Which, so I don't know, because I never actually watched it.
Oh, it's the best show ever. I love that show. But they had great music. And that's why Jennifer Lopez got her start. She was one of the In Living Color dancers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Janet on there? Jackson?
No.
I thought she was on it. Maybe I'm thinking. No, I'm not thinking.
No, she was not. J-Lo was definitely on it. She was the lead dancer. And then Jim Carrey was there because he was Fire Marshal Bill. Completely inappropriate and politically incorrect and probably would never be able to air nowadays.
Well, so, most of our shows back in our day was...
Yeah, so you're going to have to go look it up. But, oh my gosh, Hee Haw. Gloom, despair, and agony on and...
Me.
No, he does. Deep down discretion, excessive misery.
Now that I grew up on, that was all clean fun that I was allowed to watch.
Gloom, despair, and agony on him. I used to sing that all the time.
Did you watch Captain Kangaroo?
Yes. He creeped me out.
Captain Kangaroo, I watched a little bit of it. And I mean, there was a lot of people that our age that's like one of their big generational things, but I never really watched Captain Kangaroo. I was aware of it.
I only watched Sesame Street and what's the guy with the great voice? Electric Company.
Oh,
he's now the voice of God in Hollywood. Oh my gosh. He played in Bruce Almighty. He was God. What was his name?
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. He was on Electric Company. He would do one plus two is, I mean, he would, whatever he was singing, but he would sing kids rhymes about music and about multiplication. And I loved Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but I'm just a bill.
I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. And I'm,
now we've moved over into TV shows.
I'm just a bill. I'm only a bill. No, it's conjunction.
What's your function?
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, there's a whole soundtrack of Conjunction Junction.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah. And that's where I learned.
And the words are not the same as you think they are.
Well, and I do. And then the other one I remember, and it actually helped me in college because we had to write something down and I knew the whole song. It was, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. You know that one?
I don't know it, but I know it.
Provide
I know
for
of
the
it.
Common defense.
I remember.
Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity to ordain and establish this constitution.
You know, I just thought of something. The stuff that we listened to when we were kids were basically educational. They were good, clean fun. We didn't think of them as being oppressive or
no. It was actually bringing us together.
It actually brought us together. But if you look at some of the stuff nowadays, it's all about separating
yeah.
and creating, which I don't understand when
the
you
diversity
create.
Diversity was creating diversity. It's creating the break
yes.
by pointing out all the differences. Instead of saying, was that, what's the one of the other songs from Conjunction Junction? It was,
I don't know.
Three is a magic number. And it was a man and a lady have a little baby. They were three. It's one
now
of
you got everybody else singing. I don't yeah. remember that.
Well, anyways, they would tell you about how people were coming together and all the different things. And our generation, we had, like you said, songs and things that brought us together. Mm-hmm. And nowadays it's more of a, you are white and I am black. It's like a ebony and ivory. You stay on that side of the K keyboard and I'll be free. And you're like, what the hell? What happened? They're pointing out our differences and saying we're together. But before it was, there are no differences. We're just all together.
Right.
And the separation was caused by individuals. Now society is showing the differences and saying, come together. Well, no, stop pointing out the differences
yeah.
and say, we're all human. We're all great. We all love each other. We all want to be on this planet. We all want it to survive.
Well,
you happen to be a guy. It should be a side note.
It should always be a side note. I mean, it can be a way to describe somebody also. You know, there's different things, but nowadays certain people take offense to some of this stuff.
I know.
And I don't really want to totally go down that line.
No, I don't want to go that way.
I go back into the 60s and I think of all of the Flower Children and how, you know, anti-war, but everybody was congregated together.
Well, and that's
it
what
didn't
happened
matter the rest of it.
9/11, all the differences and all the hatred that was happening in America, 9/11 happened and suddenly we were one nation.
Mm-hmm.
One nation under whatever God you want to worship.
Right.
It did not matter. And that's really what I would love to see. And music. And that's why I think you and I love music so much. When you have music, no matter what it is, people come together of every color, race, gender, you name it. No one cares. We're cheering each other on. We're all singing together.
Yeah.
I mean, even people like Friends in Low Places, for goodness sakes. Country song. You could be in a bar that was just playing heavy rap or screamo.
And you
put on Friends in Low Places and everyone does, I've got friends. And we all know it.
I don't think there's a DJ in the world that would do that. However, you are correct.
But music brings us together. Why do you think every nation has a song? Every nation has a theme song about
every state
nation.
Has a theme song.
Every state, everybody has a theme song. Even when you go to a conference or if you go a TV show, everything has a theme song. Why? Because it brings the emotional state of whatever you're trying to do together. So,
well, what's the one from Friends? Or not Friends, from oh my gosh, The Bar.
Norm?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. No, that's the wrong one.
You know, that's right. What's the name of the song? How's the words to that?
You messed me up.
I totally did because I totally forgot it. I can see it.
I can hear it, but I can't say it.
Yeah.
Because I keep hearing Norm in my head. Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah. Yeah. Where everybody knows your name. I mean, it didn't say know who you are when you walk in the door
where everybody knows your background and where you lived and what you like.
And no. Who you slept with.
It's everyone knows your name. I don't care who you are, but that's Brian and I. We love people and we love people smiling and happy and forgetting that they have problems at all. Because what Brian and I, we kind of thrive on it is no drama. And the music is on, drama goes away. Even if you're singing, I lost my truck and my car and my dog and my girlfriend, you're still smiling when you're singing it. So music is so beautiful.
Are you symbolizing country?
Yes, I am. You know, and I love music so much because it takes you out of your problems and you forget it. You forget your world for a little while. And one of the best ways to grow is to realize that the things that you think are doing this to you and holding you back really aren't unless you let them. And that's why music sets you free.
Right. And I'm also thinking when I was going through the 80s and I was going through some of the 70s stuff, trying to put this music bingo thing together, there were songs that I didn't, I mean, I remember the song, but at this age, I'm listening to the words.
And they mean something.
And they actually mean something. And they're no different than if you were to do a promotional thing on stage. You could quote a song on stage, some of these songs, and they would just think you were a genius if they, as long as they didn't think you were plagiarizing.
Yeah, and
was but song. I mean, what was the one I was listening to? It wasn't Crystal Gayle. I can't remember the one that she said, oh, I've never heard that, but she was talking about,
oh yeah,
she was talking about just life. And this is how I live, one day at a time. Mm-hmm. One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Oh yeah.
That's all I'm asking from you. But she actually gave a little moniker at the beginning, yes, of that said, this is how I live my life, by this song. And then she went into the song.
And honestly, I think I should have done that on my album with Both Sides Now, because Both Sides Now is a folk song from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And when I heard it in the 70s, it's, I see the clouds from both sides now. But she sang it very twangy country, you know, and
folk.
So it's folk song. So I remember listening, doing, oh, that's pretty. She sees the clouds from both sides now. Not a big deal. But now at 55, I hear it in a different tone. I see the clouds from both sides now, you know, and it's like, oh, this was such a profound song, and I would just listen to it. And now it rips at my soul, because now I know what she was singing about. Joni Mitchell wrote a song in her 20s, really, for someone who was in their 60s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she was ahead of her time. And
she was in the verbiage on that. Ahead of her time, the lyrics. And that poetry that she wrote. So look that up, or buy my album, because I sang it on the album. But
nice plug.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, sorry, it got to be on another. I'm also thinking too, when I grew up on country music. I grew up in country music from like 1978 through whatever, right? Then I switched over to pop. Then I switched over to rock. I've had all this stuff. So I've got a very diverse background in music. 90s, of course, was hip hop and more R&B, I guess. And then we kicked into hip hop and blah, blah, blah. But I've always followed it. What I find interesting, though, because I listen to anything and everything. What I find interesting is what you listen to when you work out. What is it you listen to?
So I grew up on Motown. So
Motown, that was another word I was looking for.
I'm leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. So I grew up on that music. But when I'm in the gym, so if you ever see me at the gym, I'm usually doing this. And so like this morning, my song was killing the name out. Or there was a rocker that came in. What's his name? Phil. You know how I remember Phil?
Hmm.
Phil's in. He's a drummer. He fills in. Anyways, Phil. And he came in and I said, can you sing a song for me? He is, I can't sing any of your songs. And he's thinking Motown, soul, and everything I do. Can you sing Dracula?
Dracula, yeah.
Dracula. And he went, what? I said, I love that song. I can't sing it. I don't know anyone who can sing it. And he went, if you're asking for it, yes. Burning the that's what I listen to when I work out, because I work out a lot.
But it's not, it's I would call that, and I think that,
energy.
Well, wait a minute. I think that's the difference because we always argue over the fact of motivational and inspirational speakers. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a great analogy.
So is that song inspirational or motivational?
It motivates me to move.
Right. So if you are a motivational speaker, or in your case, the music, it's motivating you. It's getting you to move. And it's a temporary basis while you're working out.
But my inspirational songs are things like Both Sides Now.
Right. Which inspire you. They make you think. They make you characterize your life.
I love that analogy. Yes. So I use rock music because it motivates me to move, get up, and it gets me so hyped up that I can think deep thoughts with the inspiration that I gain from other things.
You know, it's taken me 55 years, 56,
yeah,
to figure that out, because I've always tried to figure out what's the difference between a motivational speaker and an inspirational speaker.
Yes.
And I thought I knew it, but now I have an analogy.
Well, now you work with me.
That wasn't your fault. I didn't. I came up with that on my own.
No, no. But that's my thing is when people say, oh, Michelle, you're a motivational speaker. I always do. I don't motivate. I mean, I'm an inspirational speaker. You can only motivate from within. That's why I use music to kickstart. But the motivation has to come from you, in you, out of your choices. And then
and that's when it becomes inspiration.
That's when it becomes inspiration. Yeah. And so when if you ever call me a motivational speaker, you'll see me do. I always kind of hesitate because I am an inspirational speaker. I can't motivate you. I can't wake up every morning, go to your bedside, do get up, go work out. You know, I can't do that. But a memory of something you've heard from me when you wake up can inspire you to get up.
Inspire you to be unapologetic, to inspire you to be the best you that you can be.
Yes, but I cannot motivate you to do so.
Yeah. Well, motivation is temporary anyway.
Yes. Yes,
it's like going out on a speedboat and going water skiing. I'm motivated and energized, but it doesn't inspire me to be a professional. I can water ski, but can't snow ski. But I divert. I think I got her fired up now.
Yeah, I love that music.
I've motivated you a little bit this morning.
Yeah, so when people see me at the gym, they're probably looking at me doing, I don't know what that lady's jamming to, but she looks a little too bougie to be listening to whatever she's listening to. That is me.
Well, I we're talking about music, and I also think that's another funny thing. You drive down the road, you stop at a stoplight, and somebody's bouncing in the car. Mm-hmm. Okay? We all do it. I at least I think everybody out there does it. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. You try to match what they're doing to what you're listening to.
Yeah.
And you're going, okay, well, they're definitely not listening to the same song.
I love it when I pull up next to someone and we're both bouncing our head and we look over and we know we're listening to the same song. It's like,
but trying to figure out what they're listening to, you can't figure it out. It's like I can tap on a steering wheel to a beat of whatever song I'm doing, but I know there's nobody else who can see me that can't hear what I'm...
You can figure it out.
That can figure it out without hearing what I'm hearing.
And you know? It was weird. I remember it was a couple of years ago. I was driving down the street and I was singing Vaseline by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who sings Vaseline?
I think so. That or Pearl Jam.
Okay. But maybe. I was singing Vaseline.
I could be wrong.
And I looked over and the person next to me was doing the same kind of movement. And I rolled down my window. He rolled down his window. I said, Vaseline. He went, turned it up and I turned mine up. We were on the same station listening to Vaseline. I'm like, it's awesome. I love doing that. But music,
you won't find that kind of stuff on my playlist though.
Music will change.
But I also don't go to the gym and work out like you do. So
yeah, well, that was in the car. But I love music. And my encouragement for you is if you need some inspiration in your life, you need things to get you moving. Make yourself a playlist. I mean, we all have Spotify and Apple and all this stuff. Make a playlist that keeps you up and moving for whatever you need to do. And then in my case, I need music to calm my butt down. So I'll sit down and read or sit down and actually write because I'm so high energy on a normal basis. So that's why I listen to the Carpenters. Why do birds suddenly appear?
And I hear Carpenters. I hear the Pepsi song for the commercial, remember, about holding hands. No, it was a Coke song.
Oh yeah,
like to teach the world to say perfect harmony. So what I will challenge everybody out there to do though, because one thing that I don't know if you recognized it or noticed it, she changes genres of music. So I really challenge you, if you are nothing but a country music fan, listen to some hip hop, listen to some classical music. And if you're nothing but a classical fan, get outside of your realm and listen to another type of music, because you never know what could motivate you or could inspire you or bring back memories or whatever. I mean, I don't mean go out and listen to all the TV shows we watched as kids, even though that's fun. You know, but challenge yourself to get out of a certain realm. It's like, you will not, if you were to, if I had a, I don't have music on my phone anymore because I use Pandora or whatever, an app of some sort. But when I used to have a playlist on my phone, it was very, very diverse. I had rap in there. I had R&B in there. I'm definitely a 60s and 70s rock fan. Country. I had it all.
Just like your portfolio, diversifying. And like with me.
Can we put on the brakes and turn that around?
Me hanging out with Brian, I've been introduced into more country music. And so like he put on a song for karaoke. Now, so my thing is I listen to different genres and I sing them in my style. So like my next album will be very, the songs will be from everything, but it'll be in my style. And like he had me sing Willie Nelson.
Oh.
And it was like, I kind of knew the song, but I didn't know it, but it's a man. And I said, I can't sing that. It's so low. He is just sing it. And he put it on and I sang it and it was beautiful.
Yeah. I still haven't got you to do Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground though.
No, I'll learn it. But maybe I didn't love you. It was so pretty. I'm like, holy smokes. That's on my next album, by the way, because I love that.
Well, where do you think creativity comes from within the music industry?
Yeah.
And the one thing that always amazed me about it is we've got so many copyrights and so many songs out there. I mean, there are literally hundreds of thousands of songs that come out and hit the market per year. In fact, I think
per week.
Well, I think I saw not too long ago, it finally answered a question that I've had all of my life. And they said there was like 30,000 songs in a year that hit the top 40 or come into the charts, top 100 that hit the charts. And then, you know, of course, a lot of them fall off. Some of them continue to rise, et cetera, et cetera. But there's like 30,000 songs that even qualify for that mark. So imagine, especially nowadays, with all of our individual artists that are out there, some of them are just totally amazing. Mm-hmm. They just haven't been
discovered.
Yeah, that's the word. I was going to say found, but discovered yet. You know, so it's so artistic. Music can bring meaning to your life.
Music can bring us all together. And I truly believe that if we listen to more music of that was bringing us together, we could come together as an entire world through music. Now, I have someone in my head right now, Darius Rucker. What was his band? He was in
Hootie and the Blowfish.
He was in
that Hootie. Was the original one.
He was in Hootie and the Blowfish. And that was very poppy kind of, you know.
And then they had a lousy second album.
What? Don't say that. What's the song? What's one of their big songs from Hootie and the Blowfish?
Let Me Cry.
Let Her Cry.
Let Her Cry, yeah.
Right? Let the tears fall down like rain. And Darius, when he left Hootie, became Darius, the country singer.
But here's a new thing that you didn't hear me last night on the microphone, did you?
I can't understand you when you speak on the microphone.
Donnie sang a new Hootie song called Hold On.
Oh, yes, which
was actually released, supposedly, I haven't double checked it, but it was supposedly released like during COVID and nobody knew there was a third Hootie album or fourth.
Well, reason I brought that down is not because of Hootie and the Blowfish. It was that Hootie's lead singer went from pop, where if you were a country listener, you would have never listened to him. Never listened to Hootie and the Blowfish. It was way too popular. But when he switched to country, people went, holy smokes, this guy's an amazing country singer. And so, like Brian was saying earlier, whatever genre you tend to only listen to, we challenge you to find a song or two out of different genres and listen to them. And I mean, who would ever expect that I would love screamo?
I don't know if that's screamo, but
I do like some screamo. And the only reason I do like some screamo is because my nephew was in a band and he sang screamo, and it was. He sang screamo, but there were some deep meanings in those things.
Oh, yeah.
So listen to other music and expand your horizons. It's almost like reaching across into different nationalities and learning a little bit more about the people behind the music. I mean, I have some K-pop in my playlist that I think my children put on my playlist. But
that's funny, actually.
And I'm like, listening to it, wait a minute, this is K-pop. I don't like K-pop. Wait, I actually can't say that anymore because I like this one. So expand.
Stay out of, get out of that bubble of your comfort zone and find out why so many other people like that crazy music.
Now you sound like grandma. Uh-huh.
Why is the kids listening to this headbanging stuff?
It's so loud.
It's loud, too loud, you're too old.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why you're earplugged.
But music, it's life. Music, I mean, birds are chirping, right? There are birds in the trees, but I never heard them.
I can give everybody an example. What? Go back and look at all the episode titles.
Yes.
It's a diverse set of titles.
Yes.
They're from all different walks of life, all different genres.
We always use music.
We always use music titles, but we've never narrowed it down to a specific genre.
Yeah, we've never said, we're going to do all of our titles and talk about our lessons from only 80s. No, we don't do that. Our titles are from everything. And if you watch our shows and you look at the titles, go look up the song.
Yep.
Because our lesson of each theme of each of our shows for Denim and Pearls is based off of whatever song we just happened to listen to that day.
Right. But you have to be careful because I got the Music Me Easy one because there's only one song that was ever titled that. But there's a lot of songs out there that have kind of what's called a generic title, or 17 different bands have done them.
Well, if you listen to the first 3 minutes, I'm probably singing it.
There you go. Yeah. So, but anyway, I think we're past our time. We're later than we usually are.
Oh, because music is so cool. Okay, so go out there, listen to something different. Go expand your horizon, smile at people. And if you see someone head banging in the car next to you, just do this.
So, smile and wave.
Smile and wave, and just know that.
And then they'll think you're weird too.
Know that they're enjoying their music, because it's a wonderful way to travel. Instead of sitting there looking at the car in front of you, complaining that they're going too slow, or that kids must be in a rush for an accident, whatever you want to say, that you go into your music and get yourself into a state of mind of, it's all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my name is Dr. Michelle Maraz.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. Business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. And I am so glad we're not on the porch right now.
Oh, yeah. It's like minus 17 or something.
It is really cold in Colorado.
Actually, I think it's like 11. But
yeah. But it is gorgeous. So, we'll see you next week on Denim and Pearls. So, until then, go be the best version of you. Unapologetically. Peace.
Peace.